3 Mishnah 6 Rabbi Chalafte Ish Kfar Chananya Omer. So he used to say, Asara Shiyoshvin Wa Oiskin B'Torah, when 10 people sit and they deal in Torah, they delve in Torah, Shchina Shriya B'Nahim, the divine presence rests among them. Shneimar, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Elokim Nitzav Ba'Adas Kael, that God stands in the congregation of God. So it wasn't a congregation, that word refers to 10. So you see that Hashem dwells in a congregation of people. Umenana filichamisha, and says the Mishnah, and how do we know that even if 5 people are sitting and occupying themselves with Torah, Shneimar, so it brings a pasuk in Amos, Vagudaso al Eretz Yesoda, and the pasuk says he has founded his band upon the earth. And he learns out from here that the word aguda means like could like hold or grasp, and a person has 5 fingers when he grasps. So says the Kati, that's how there's an allusion in that pasuk to 5. Umenana filishloshen, from where do we know even 3? Shneimar, as it brings the pasuk in Tehillim, bekerev elokim yishput, that the pasuk in Tehillim says he judges in the midst of the judges. And judges, the minimum amount for court was 3. So that's a hint for 3. Umenana filishnaim, and from where do we know that he even dwells with 2? Shneimar, it says, as nedabru yirei Hashem ish el ra'ahu, Vayakshav Hashem Vayishma, etc. He says, they that feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard. So the fact that they spoke to one another means that there was 2 of them. And from where do we know that if even one person learns Torah, the Shekhinah dwells with them? Shneimar, as it says, B'chol ha'makom asher azker es shmi, any place that I will hear my name mentioned, avolecha uverchaticha, I will come to you and bless you. So over there, he's learning the you is singular, it's not a plural you. So there you see that even if one person learns Torah.